humans commonly say to us, Abraham, if I was pure positive energy before I was born into this body, and I'm going to bang around and then I'm going to return to pure positive energy, why did I bother to come forth and bang around? Why would I not just stay in the pure positive energy? And we say, because the expansion is so exhilarating to all of us. Because you knew the power of the contrast. You knew that it would give birth to another rocket of desire. You knew you would then have the life-giving, exhilarating experience of consciously using your ability to focus to turn in the direction of what you've asked for. And because you knew that the joy is in the journey, not in the completion of the journey. We never see you make a plan for a vacation. You say, oh, I'm going to 10 cities. I'll go to this city and 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 this city, and then I'll come back home. We never ever hear you say, oh, let me look at this objectively. Home is my final destination, and I am home. Why go? I think I'll just check this vacation off my list. Vacation has been accomplished. And we say, you don't go on the vacation to get it done. You go on the vacation for the fun along the way, for the insight, for the expansion, for the exhilaration, for the opportunities, for the expression of life. Can you imagine Jerry Nestor saying to their river guide, where will this raft come out of the river? And he would say, oh, many miles downstream, close to Fort Collins. And so they say, well, then, we would like to put our raft back on the bus, and we would like to drive it downstream, and we will put the boat in the river about 50 yards from where we're going to take it out, because we like instant manifestation. And he would say, all right, crazy lady, but I thought you wanted a ride on the river. And that's what we want to say to you. We know you wanted the ride on the river. You wanted to come forth. You wanted to be you. You wanted to explore your contrast. You wanted to know what you don't want so you could know what you do want. You wanted to personally give birth to those rockets of desires, because you knew when you did, law of attraction would respond to the rocket of desire that you'd given birth to. And you knew that as law of attraction is responding to that rocket of desire, you knew that a current would be created, and you knew you would be summoned toward that current. You knew that you would be able to feel the current, and you knew when you turned in opposition to it, you'd feel it, and you knew when you turned toward it, you would feel it. You knew that this was going to be an easy thing. You knew the contrast, no matter what it was, would inspire a better condition, and you knew when you turned in the direction of it that you would live the better condition, and you knew that with everything that you allowed, you would also get a new platform from which to create. In other words, contrast causes you to give birth to a rocket. You turn in the direction of the rocket of desire. You become a vibrational match to it, and it manifests. And now you have a new platform. You give birth to another rocket of desire. You turn in the direction of it. You become a vibrational match to it, and it manifests. Now you have a new set of contrasting experiences, which gives birth to another rocket of desire. You turn in the direction of it. You become a vibrational match to it, and it manifests. And you say, you mean I don't ever get it done? And we say, that's right, you're eternal. There is no ending. And you say then, tell me one more time, why do I do all of this? Why do I keep doing it? And we say, for the fun of it. And you say, it's not really been all that much fun. And we say, then that's because you're not consistently going in the direction of what life has caused you to ask for. Friends, we get it. We understand. We know it's miserable when life causes you to ask for this and you point that way. That's horrible. Don't do that. We don't blame you for questioning your reason for being if you're pointed against the current of life. But you were born with guidance, and now you know better. Now you know, negative emotion means you're pulling against who you have become. So then you say, well, what do I do about those others who are outside of me, who aren't excited about me following my bliss? And we say, when you really get to the point that you're following your bliss, they won't be a problem, because if you are consistently in a vibration of positive emotion, law of attraction won't match you up with them. If you're getting matched up with a whole bunch of ornery people, you're ornery. If people are giving you trouble in traffic, you're trouble. Jerry said, when he first met us through this format, I think that there should be islands of incarceration The perfect judicial system. We'll put all the rapers on one island and they can do it to each other. We'll put all the killers on one island, they can do it to each other. We'll put all the burglars on one island, they can burglar each other. And we said, you already have those islands. Vibrational islands. And the audience said, how can that be? How would the one who is murdered end up on the same island as the one who murders? And we say, same vibration. In other words, whether you are murdering because you feel despair and you've moved into revenge and no one's allowed you to move further from it. In other words, isn't that what happens? You're in despair, you naturally move into revenge, and then your society says, oh no, revenge is not appropriate. This is as far as you go on the revenge ladder. So you go, despair, revenge, despair, revenge, despair, revenge. Have you been following the lives of the serial killers? Have you read about what their life was like? Listen to any one of those stories, and what you hear is about someone who, as a child, was not encouraged into his alignment. And every time he made the effort to move forward, he was stopped by a system or a society or someone bigger and stronger who says, you're not allowed to feel that way, rather than encouraged to move right on through it into something that was more in alignment. We promise you that if someone presses a pillow to your face, you will flail about. And if your government has laws against flailing about, then where do you go? What do you do when a pillow is pressed to your face and you're flailing about, and then they say, oh no, flailing about is not allowed? We want you to understand that when you are moving in the direction of what feels better to you, you are moving back into alignment. Sometimes physical friends say, oh, Abraham, I don't think that this is a good idea to tell people to follow their bliss, because there are people who claim that they feel better doing horrible things. And we say, we understand when someone comes into the revenge mode, that's when they are trouble to society. And if we were society, we would be calling them right through it. And usually, a person can move right through that revenge mode in their mind before they've taken any action, right into some hope and appreciation. But if you are worried about a person getting stuck in revenge, the answer is not to push them back into powerlessness, because their natural resources will bring them back into revenge again and again and again and again and again. You've got to find a way of coaxing those parts of your society through the revenge mode into the hope mode before they will not be a problem to you. But most of all, you do not need to worry about them, because you cannot create in their reality, but you can create in your own reality. So if you get worried about terrorists or people who are in the revenge mode, whether you agree with their reasons for being in the revenge mode or not, if you give much of your attention to them, you in time become a vibrational match to them. So like the murderer finds the one that he murders, the terrorist finds the one that he terrorizes, because the vibrations match up and law of attraction makes it so. Nothing happens to anyone ever that is different from the vibrational countenance. And your vibrational countenance is something that you practice with the thoughts that you think.